there, little bunny. I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too, right, little bunny? I'm having a great week. Your daddy is having a great week, filled with realizing dreams. Traveling again, oops. I'm such a lucky daddy. And I guess I'll tell you various news and stuff, but first I want to get in touch with you. Let's just breathe together. I think for this episode, I want to make a sleepy bunny episode. Do you know what a sleepy bunny episode is, little bunny? Where your daddy especially uses his incredible powers to help you drift to sleep if you want. But it's not the goal either. It's just to make you a sleepy bunny. You don't have to fall asleep. Maybe you don't want to fall asleep. Maybe you want to stay awake the whole time. Be a sleepy bunny, but just awake enough so that I can caress your little bunny head and give you smooches and tell you how much I love you. And what should I, if my sleepy bunny falls asleep? I wonder what I should make my sleepy bunny dream of. I want you to dream of great, great things. The things that you want to do. Things that you've always said, what if I could do this someday? You're going to dream about it and dream about it. I'm going to use my special daddy powers to give you everything you need while you sleep. When you wake up, you'll have all the answers. You'll know exactly what you need to do. And all you really need to do is just go for it. So, my sleepy bunny, your magic daddy is going to take a sip of water. I am not in my command station in the city of New York, city of my dreams. I am on the road, so it's not evening right now. Just a nice late afternoon over here. So maybe you, little bunny, are taking a nice afternoon nap on my lap. You want to do that? You want to take an afternoon nap on my lap, little bunny? I think that would be nice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you listen to me say, I love you, little bunny. Just notice how much more you get lost. The beautiful words that I say. And as I say, hey there, little bunny, my sleepy little bunny, you don't have to fall asleep. You just have to be here in my arms for many, many hours to come. Don't drift off so much, little bunny. Stay with me for a little longer. Okay, you have permission to drift off. A sleepy bunny is a good bunny. I had something I was going to tell you. Oh, your daddy's achieving dreams, little bunny. I won't even go into them right now. Maybe you can focus on your dream. So many good things. Now I'm lost and feeling you right now. The peace you feel makes me happy. You want to team up with me, little bunny? You want to be on my team forever? I'm available. I'm very selective with whom I put on my team, little bunny. But you've been selected. You have been approved to be on my team, little bunny. Oh, and very few people can be on my team. But you can be on my team. Would you like that, little bunny? Yes. Oh, my little bunny is drifting off. And as you listen, and as you try to stay awake, you just... It's harder and harder to stay awake. Come on, don't drift off so soon, little bunny. You can stay with me for a little longer. What should I even talk about? I almost want to tell you a bedtime story. Tell you a little bedtime story. I haven't done a bedtime story in a while. I do those live sometimes. We'll do one right now. So, once upon a time, my sleepy little bunny was in their daddy's lap, and their daddy was patting their bunny fur, stroking their head. The sleepy little bunny fell asleep, but they started sleepwalking, and they stood up, and they walked to the kitchen while their daddy fell asleep, making his bunny a sleepy bunny. That's all I want, to make you a sleepy bunny. And so, this sleepy bunny of mine gets up and goes to the kitchen and opens up the refrigerator. Not even knowing what's going on. And they pull out the honey carrot. What do you think, little bunny? Is the honey carrot a carrot with honey on it? Or has it been marinated? Or is it just like the flavor of the carrot? Tastes like honey. I kind of like that one. It's almost like a piece of cake or something. Or like a... Not a candy. I don't like candy that much. I don't like cake that much either. Maybe it's like a little dessert. It just is the thing. It's like it is a honey carrot. It's not a carrot with honey on it. And it's golden. The golden honey carrot. The sleepy bunny. Maybe it's you, little bunny. We'll find out. The sleepy bunny. Going sleepwalking to the kitchen, opens up the fridge, and it was their daddy's fridge only. It's a no bunny's fridge. So this is now a very bad bunny. Very bad little bunny is opening their daddy's fridge. And of course inside is a honey carrot, which is supposed to be a treat for only good little bunnies. And opening your daddy's fridge does not make you a good little bunny. Makes you a mischievous little bunny. So this sleepwalking bunny is turning into a mischievous little bunny. By opening the fridge, and they pull out the honey carrot. Just as they're about to take a bite, what happens, little bunny? What happens next?
Just as they're about to take a bite,
they wake up and they realize what they've done. And in a panic, they look over. You look over, little bunny. In a panic, you look over to see whether I saw that you were sleepwalking and you stole my honey carrot, little bunny. Because you went where you weren't supposed to go. And I'm fast asleep. And you're relieved that you didn't get in trouble. But then you wonder, while you're here, while you've already got the honey carrot out, why not take a little nibble? And so you, wide awake, put the honey carrot to your little bunny mouth. And a net is placed on top of your head, like one of those little nets with a handle. It's like a bug catching net, a bunny catching net. And who is it? Who has caught you? Maybe it's the right hand bunny. The right hand bunny has caught you stealing your daddy's honey carrot. And you say, oh no, I just got caught. And the right-hand bunny says, oh yes, you are very caught, little bunny. And the right-hand bunny says, this can go one of two ways. Either you can put that back, and I tell your daddy you got in trouble. Or you can give me the honey carrot and we'll pretend like this never happened. So what do you choose to do, little bunny? Do you own up to it, take the consequences, and return the honey carrot to the fridge? And make the right-hand bunny look so wonderful in my eyes for being such a good right-hand? Or do you take the bargain and you give the honey carrot to your right-hand bunny and they get to go enjoy that honey carrot, but you get to go curl back up in my lap and pretend it never happened? So which do you do? Little bunny. I know which one you do. You give your right-hand bunny the golden honey carrot. And then the right-hand bunny releases you from the net and scampers off. And you, little bunny, go back over to your daddy's lap and you climb in and you close your eyes. You're worried what might be waiting for you when you wake up, when your daddy opens the fridge and realizes the honey carrot is missing. And you feel his power being in his lap. And you feel calm, like it's all gonna be okay. Whatever happens, happens. And it's all gonna be okay. You drift off to sleep. And you dream about
about
the good things you want. And then morning comes. And you wake up and your daddy has swapped out a pillow for his lap, and you're on the chair with your head on the pillow. And your daddy goes to the fridge. You wake up and you see your daddy is missing. You look over and he's got the fridge wide open. And inside is a honey carrot. Because you know what happens? I don't either. Okay, there you go. You have to solve the mystery. How is there possibly another honey carrot in there? That's for you to dream about.
And tell me. Tell me what that happened.
Okay, I have a sleepy bunny tradition for you. You want the sleepy bunny tradition? Yeah. Let's see, let me pull out the sleepy bunny tradition. I have a list of randomly generated and I am going to read from the list of, of randomly generated words. You ready? Space. Strong. Middle. Oval. Birth. Sleepy. Walk. Umbrella. Coordinated. Same. Grape. Subdued. Sip. Toothsome. Selection. Receive. Goofy. Buck. Tiny. Certain. Unite. Glow. Knock. Left. Advise. Suit. Responsible. Say. glue. Tidy. Available. Magical. Bell. Live. Kneel. Therapeutic. Detect. Royal. Wander. Command. Even. Jolly. Little. Cook. Visit. Odd. First. Plug. Babies. Juice. Zippy. Can. Salt. Cake. Kiss. Five. Reproduce. Holiday. Boil. Classy. Real. Willing. Point. Quick. Sharp. Yellow. Heavenly. Tray. Shop. Sparkle. Special. I'll read you your poem soon, but not quite yet, because I want to enjoy using my magic. Escaping from the day, the calmest place to be is right here in my lap for Sleepy Bunny 3.